short and package special.
Television evangelist Oral Roberts dies at the age of 91. He opened the door for a lot of others, paved the way, so to speak, as far as television evangelists overall are concerned. We'll take a quick look back. The feds, with a big crackdown and a massive Medicare fraud, that's good news. They arrested 26. It's unbelievable the scams people are pulling and the money they're making on Medicare as they get lists of people, lists with people who are on Medicare, and then use phony billing practices. And I'm glad that's happening. A lot of that has taken place in Florida, and there's not a lot of people to investigate it, and that's part of the problem. So we've got some of the details on that as well. In the meantime, you know, we're talking about saving energy and how important it is to conserve and et cetera and whatnot. And now we find out that these traffic lights, and I know these traffic lights, they're talking about the LED traffic lights, they don't burn quite hot enough to melt snow. So many of you listening to me have snow on the ground around you. You just went through blizzard conditions, and it caused dozens of accidents, and they're saying at least one death. So they didn't think about that when they flipped to the LED lights, but in some areas and during certain parts of the year, it's really, really rough. In the meantime, we talked about Medicare. I mentioned that in the headline, the feds arresting 26. Well, check this out. The police are accused of a cover-up in an immigration attack. What does all this mean? I've got some of the sort of details on that one. And the spot in rural Illinois that we've been talking about for the last couple of days, a prison there, Thompson, is going to house some Gitmo detainees. But how are they getting there? Are they swimming? I mean, seriously, I don't understand this. There's all this conversation about, wow, okay, that's going to create jobs, and there's going to be 100 or so, and that's a good thing because this town is less than 500, and people aren't working, and okay, we can weather the criticism from those who are upset about it. But how are they getting there in the first place? Can somebody tell me that? Doesn't it take an act of Congress, whether the president or the attorney general want Guantanamo closed by January 22nd, there has to be something to back that up. So I don't get why there's no conversation on the very thing that is the obstacle in this prison in Illinois getting the terrorist suspects. I mean, give me a break. A second grader was sent home. Here we go again. You decide whether this is too over the top or not. In fact, that's where we're going to start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you haven't heard the show, it's the best water cooler buzz, we like to think, around as we take you through what's happened in the day, give us your own, wait for your spin, give us our spin, et cetera, mix it all up and see what we come with up with in between. And you can always hit us up if you can't dial the digits at 800-259-5791 through snail mail, americatonight.net. Want to say a big shout out to everybody listening to us in Sweden. Suddenly there are a lot of people listening to us in Sweden. So hello to you. And there are some people listening in their offices in Spain as well. So let's talk about it since it is the season to remember in some cases, depending on your religion, the birth of Christ, or maybe you're celebrating something else like Ramadan, just going through that, or Kwanzaa, or Hanukkah, etc. But holy days nonetheless for so many. So the second grader, apparently, and I have seen the drawing in question, is 8-year-old. He was sent home from school ordered to undergo a psychological evaluation. And this is a kid out of Massachusetts, small town of Massachusetts. He was asked to make a Christmas drawing. He came up with what looked to be a stick figure of Jesus on the cross. And it's what it looks like to me. The teacher got upset when the boy said he drew himself on the cross. So here's what the deal is. The boy who did the drawing is black. So his father said that he suspects that the teacher was upset because the teacher is racist, that there's some racism involved, and thinks the school overreacted and wants an apology. He says his son gets specialized reading and speech instruction and has never been violent in school whatsoever and had any history of it or any of that kind of stuff. The teacher was also alarmed, apparently, when the boy drew X's for the eyes on the stick figure. So check this out. The school district is, basically rebutting the father's claims that there is a racist element to this or whatever. And in a written statement, they say that the second grader was never suspended over the drawing. It also said a drawing circulated to the reporters by the boy's father isn't the same one that was discovered by the teacher. It is a good fair or foul. Should the boy have been booted for the drawing? The boy, the 8-year-old boy, and his family, by the way, went to the National Shrine of Our Lady of La Saleta in Attleboro, where there are lots of crucifixion statues. Now, doesn't that explain the whole thing? If you know anything about kids and you know kids and drawing things, they draw what they see. My nephew, who I just spent some time with in Florida, same thing. We went to Universal. We had turkey, so he wrote Rip on a piece of paper with a turkey that looked like it was dying. If he was in school, would he get in trouble for that? I don't know. So this is obvious to me. The kid went to the shrine, saw a lot of statues. It was fresh on his mind, and that's what he drew. That's what that was about, period. And it's interesting because this isn't the first time this particular school has done this with kids. There was another kid last year who was in fifth grade who was suspended for drawing a stick figure that appeared to depict him shooting the teacher. So, the question is fair. Did the school overreact? Now, the shooting the teacher thing, I don't know how explicit the drawing was. The kid was older. But in this case, he's 8 years old. He draws a crucifix. It looks like a crucifixion. It's not over the top. I've seen the drawing. And I think it's definitely a question of the school overreacting, undergoing a psychological evaluation over concern over the drawing. I can't see how this kid is a threat to himself or anybody else. It certainly doesn't look that way to me. Hasn't been in trouble in school before. And it's a question of somebody at the school, the teacher and the principal and on down, they're being over the top ridiculous. But this is the society we live in. You know, hey, kids draw what they see, right? So you can weigh in on this, too much or not. 800-259-5791. I don't think he should have been sent home. But see, that's the problem. I mean, we all know this. We were kids. It sticks with you when something like that happens. It takes a chunk out of your self-esteem. You get called to the front of class. Next thing you know, you're leaving the school. The kids are talking about it. And you're the outcast. And that's what they've created. That's the unfortunate rippling effects of the simple thing of sending him home. It's never that easy. Stay with us. Copenhagen next.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Massachusetts sent home for a crucifixion picture. He had just been to a place, a holy place, where he saw a lot of crucifixes. So that's what kids do. That's what they draw, what they see. Haven't you done that? It was a stick figure, by the way. Kate, hanging out with you here on America Tonight as we captain these complicated waters. I give the kid a break. Don't set him up for a complex and for the kids talking about him in the in the playground, because that's exactly what is going to happen. That's what happens when you're singled out and everybody talks about you. And you're eight years old, that's when that kind of stuff happens. All right, speaking of being singled out, the U.S. and China are being singled out in Copenhagen as being weak on measures when it comes to climate control. The European Union not happy about it one bit. The world leaders are meeting on Friday. When I say world leaders, like President Obama's there, the biggest of the big will be on hand to have a little round table, or a giant round table, if you will, to try to come up with something that could perhaps in the future be binding. But I don't think they're going to find it. I think Copenhagen will yield lots of conversation, but nothing, and I keep using this analogy or this way of spinning it, nothing with any teeth in it. They're not going to walk away with anything that is going to eventually become law, because you can't do that. Every single country has its own laws, and this is not going to happen over global warming at a summit in Copenhagen. And there are lots of disputes, and there's lots of tension, and there's lots of problems with some of the things that are being suggested. What's interesting, in the wake of global warming, the myth or the reality, the surveys abound, these polls, and the latest survey, which was reliable source, of course, Zogby Interactive. They do some incredible polls. They say nearly half of Americans, or 49%, say they're only slightly or not even at all concerned about climate change. 35% somewhat or highly concerned, according to Zogby. And then there's more specifics on it. Like the results from the survey, of course, come as the United Nations continue to roll through the summit in Copenhagen. And this is the final week. And we keep hearing that the polar ice caps are melting and that global warming is the reason why that's happening. It's going to raise the sea levels. It's going to cause a drought. And we're going to have incredible weather conditions. According to former Vice President Al Gore, that could happen within 7 years. But then the scientist that he quoted said that's not at all what his work was reading. That's not at all what he was predicting, because he wouldn't presume to say that. So there was some discussion over that. So if you can't get one guy to agree with you, well, then you find another guy. Or not. How about this National Weather Association dude, and a guy who's got 36 years in the business, and it's interesting what he said. He says, listen, I think people respond to what's going on around them. Really? Of course. In the last couple of years, especially in the eastern part of the United States, weather patterns have been normal. That was Stephen Harn, who's the executive director for the National Weather Association, right? He talks about regular snowy winters and cool summers and says there could be a shift in perception because the weather seems to not be getting warmer, but goes on to talk about the fact that the record is pretty firm that global air temperatures are increasing, and then it's a question of carbon dioxide. And you know about the whole global warming thing, right? It's not a tutorial here on America Tonight, but we'll throw it out anyway. Global warming, of course, refers to an increase of average temperatures on the Earth's near surface air and oceans. And there are experts who think that it's because of higher concentrations of greenhouse gases caused mostly by the burning of fossil fuels. And then there are plenty of other experts that dispute that and say it's about business and creating the myth to try to make it become a reality. So bottom line is a lot of Americans seem unworried. Are you in that category? Are you even concerned at all about global warming or global climate change? 800-259-5791. I mentioned that at the top about Oral Roberts and the fact that he's died at the age of 91. Long life, big reputation, Oral Roberts, because he broke the mold. You know, when you're the forerunner of something, and he was one of the first to do the televised, basically, sermons, and had quite a following, and showed the power of television combined with religion. And now you see it. I mean, there's a whole entire station. There are plenty of programs on the airwaves. Some of them are on Sundays, and some of them spread all the way across the week. But back in the day, back in Oral Roberts' day, that wasn't the case. They were far and few, you know, in between. And here's a guy who has a university named after him. So he was a pioneer. He founded a multi-billion, it's at least a million, probably not billion, but a multi-million dollar ministry. And he died of complications from pneumonia in California. He was hospitalized on Saturday, had a fall. He survived a bunch of different health issues, heart attacks in the 90s, a broken hip. But it was really a new frontier. He started doing the thing, singing the song, in the 1950s, and of course he dominated at the time. I mean, he dominated back in his day, and it all started, he says, his calling when he overcame tuberculosis when he was just 17 years old. So, you know, 60s and 70s, he was hitting up, I'm sure, because he was also doing the radio thing and public appearances, millions of people. He even had a program, I can kind of remember this, was called Miracles Now, and his son was part of that program, too. Who knows what the future of televised, televised preachers are, but I think it's just the business has just gotten so much bigger, if you will. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, how's the global climate change over in Texas?
Well, one day it's cold and the next day it's warm. What do you attribute to that?
Bush's fault. Yeah, it's me.
He moved back into the neighborhood, so it is his fault, yes.
Yeah, I heard that in Copenhagen where they're having all this conference that they're having the lowest temperature on record tomorrow. Isn't that interesting?
You know, they're having all that snow. So.
I read it on Free Republic. They're going to set a record tomorrow for the coldest day ever, November 17th. Hey, do you all have the Facebook up yet?
I've got a Facebook up, yes.
So what do I got to do? Just put in Kate Delaney?
Yeah, put in Kate Delaney. Absolutely.
Holy mackerel. Man, you got hits on that.
Holy mackerel.
Hey, I think about this healthcare thing. I think that it's going to pass, no doubt. I don't know what form it's going to pass. But remember, you know, they really only need 51. If they go the nuclear option, they get rid of that. They only need 51. They got 60. So I think all of this debate that we've been seeing, all of this, you know, bleeding and this suffering and this fighting is just people establishing, you know, on the congressional record that they were against it, or they were for it, or they were for the public option, you know, so they can go back to their district and get those votes, you know. And then whatever finally comes through, they'll just say, well, you know, at least we got half a loaf, and then we'll try to get more slices later on. You know, because, I mean, you know, how can you not pass something when you have 60 and realistically you only have 51? I mean, you only need 51. If it gets down to it, I think they'll pull that nuclear option. And I don't see that, you know, it's going to be stopped. So
that's the thing. You're right. If they do the nuclear option, we talked about this a couple of days ago when we have been talking about it. If they do go that route, then yes, absolutely, there would be enough. But the idea was not to do that, to keep it more intact, to not have to bully and threaten Tomas. So like you said, your theory's right about going back to the districts, I think, and saying, well, hey, you didn't want it. I didn't want it. I did everything I could. That's why I was there fighting the good fight. I mean, you're right. So they'll play it politically, however it works for the particular people they represent. But the nuclear option would be kind of risky in a way for some who will be running for re-election. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The president can and cannot do when he hits the ground running in Copenhagen. Here's Senator Inhofe, his point of view from Oklahoma, the Republican there, and then Congressman Ed Markey, and he's a Democrat out of Massachusetts. Both of them disagree, obviously, on what the president is really authorized to do and what he has in his bag of tricks, although he is on a trip to that summit. But here's Senator Inhofe.
Well, see, Chris, that's the reason I'm going, to make sure people in these other 191 countries know the president can't do that. The emission reductions he's talked about are what you find in Markey's bill, and that isn't going to happen. Of course, that bill's dead. It'll never even be brought up again. And on top of that, he's going to commit, I understand, to some $10 billion a year to the developing countries. Now, here's China that holds $800 billion of our debt, and we're going to give them $10 billion to stop generating electricity? I don't think that's going to happen.
And then we go from Inhofe, that's his name, to Congressman Markey, who completely disagrees. He thinks that actually the president does have a leg to stand on and thinks that there will be some kind of change ultimately.
Without question, the president does have the authority to make a commitment based upon the endangerment finding. That is the authority the EPA will have, combined with higher fuel economy standards and other efficiency gains which we're going to make, including improvement in renewable electricity generation. So as the president goes there, based upon the Waxman-Markey bill, which has passed through the House of Representatives, which is a 17% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2020. The bill that's already passed through the Senate Environment Committee, which is also a 17 to 20% reduction, combined with all of the other activity that Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator Joe Lieberman, Senator John Kerry,
none of this has passed.
Senator Susan Collins are all moving towards. There is real momentum now building for a bipartisan bill to pass through the United States Senate as well.
All right, so bipartisan bill in the Senate. Right now, I think that's dead on arrival at this point. But that doesn't mean swinging into the new year. There's obviously not enough time for anything, and we know that, and we knew that was going to get shoved off. The Obama administration, I already mentioned this several times, has a big target. The target is 17% reduction from 2005 emission levels by 2020. So that's 3 maybe to 4% from 1990, okay? And like I said, the European Union not happy with what they see as the U.S. and China not being aggressive enough. Now, in Beijing, China is accusing the developing countries of trying to escape their own obligations to help poor nations fight climate change. China thinks the United States and other people from countries with bigger bucks or the rich nations have the responsibility to say, cut the crap, we're going to help, cut the emissions, and that any climate deal would have to take into account a country's development level. See, that's the thing. Taking on more money. Taking on more money, especially in the times that we're in right now. So this conference amounts to 2 years of work for the people involved in this with the UN, and they're drawing up recommendations on all kinds of things besides the emissions, deforestation and technology transfers and a slew of other things. But the bottom line is emissions, the target there is there's a key obstacle, a couple of obstacles, and I don't think anything's going to come out of this. I don't think you're going to see any kind of a loose agreement that will ultimately hold people's, meaning the country's, feet to the fire. So you have these delegates that are pounding in the long hours, and they're trying to shake the trees to make something happen. But I don't see it. They're not going to get this 2-degree target that they're hoping for. And they need China and the U.S. to be on board or with the numbers. Otherwise, it won't happen. So that's why that started to float around that the U.S. wasn't aggressive and China wasn't aggressive. And that's why the Secretary of State suddenly is running over to Copenhagen. They've dispatched Clinton so she can put out some of alleviate some of the fears and things that are bubbling up. She gets there the day before Barack Obama. And you just heard there two different opinions, obviously, on what the president can and cannot do. There are ways around it with the EPA, and that's what it looks like it's amounting to. You know, what can the president promise without support of the Congress? Because there is no support of the Congress. It hasn't gone through the Senate. The cap and trade that flew through the House hasn't been discussed in the Senate. So, frankly, that's, to me, it has to go through the Congress ultimately, although you could circumvent through some of the loopholes with the EPA. And I guess that's what's happening here. All right, I touched on this briefly, and it's worth mentioning because many of you are in some of these cold weather areas that you get hit with a lot of snow. And have you ever had this happen to you at these traffic lights? You know, actually, it's happened to me, and happened to me in a place just that happened to get slammed with a blizzard back in Jersey, but not known necessarily for, you know, huge amounts of snow. But in a lot of cities, it's gotten very, very tricky, and who would have thought that these bulbs are not hot enough to melt the snow, and they get crusted over in a storm, so people drive through. I've seen that. I've actually seen that happen, the LED bulbs, because they're 90% less energy than the old incandescent stuff that they used to have in there, right? And so this is the drawback. The drawback is that they don't waste energy, I guess, by producing heat, but some people are ending up in horrible traffic situations as a result of that. And you know, as soon as I heard this, I started to think about it. What about airport runway lights? What happens when they get coated with stuff? They've got to have some kind of a weather shield. So that's what's going to have to happen. That's what they're going to have to put on these, I think, on these lights. Because with the LEDs, they have an incredible amount of savings. They say like 80% in some cases. But pretty significant. You're talking about how much, like in Wisconsin, they were even quoting it. They said the LED bulbs at the intersection saved almost $800,000 a year. That's an unbelievable number. So a lot of these bulbs have been there for maybe 7-8 years. In Minnesota, they're halfway to the goal of upgrading 1,300 or so traffic lights to LEDs, and they want to save that money. But you think of Minnesota, and you think of the snow and the ice and whatnot. So they have to be experimenting with the weather shields, because otherwise, I don't see how they wouldn't have the same problem. Matt, I know your throat's killing you, but you are in Minnesota. You can attest to this. Have you seen that? You know what I'm talking about? I only saw it once, like I said, in New Jersey, where the traffic light, it gets frosted over so you can't tell whether it's green or red or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen it happen before, but usually when I leave here, there's no one else on the road, so I could just kind of go whenever.
So it's okay for you.
Right.
Because of that, yeah. But otherwise, it wouldn't be. So you can imagine at rush hour how dicey that can be. And I'm talking about some of the second-tier intersections, too. That's where it's scary.
You think they'd figure that out, though?
I know. That's what I mean. You know, here's the problem, and you know this. You have to look at things from all different angles. But these, you know, it's not you and I. We're not these engineers. But they're getting paid a pretty decent dough, and they sit in there. Oh, okay, well, this is a good way to save money. Boom, done. So the city council votes on it, but then they don't think about the possibility, oh, yeah, we have this tricky weather for a big chunk of the year, and we get, basically frost and snow. And it might be a little tough on the eyes.
Right. I mean, it's like selling a coat without like a winter lining in it.
No kidding. Absolutely. Because what you would buy in Minnesota is different than what you would buy for a coat in California.
Right.
Let's say in Northern California, where they do get some cold weather, but cold to them is nothing like cold in Minnesota or South Dakota. It is. It's stupid. I mean, it is. That's what we can say. It's stupid. Please. Right? Anybody else had this happen to them, though, with the lights? 800-259-5791. It is. That's a lot of money to save, though. A lot of money. Stu in Kentucky. Hello. You have the floor.
Hey, Kate. I just want to chime in on the lights a minute. My business has always been transportation and trucking business. All our trucks have always had tons of lights, trucks and trailers, tons of lights.
Mm.
We switched to the LED, and we switched to them for one reason. They were easier on alternators, and when you're paying $170 an alternator, it's a hell of a lot easier to put these LEDs on. Say, they're more money in the end, or in the beginning, but in the long run, they're cheaper. They last 10 times longer. Maxima, like we used to use a company called Maxima, they give a lifetime warranty on pipes. The point is, when we bought potatoes, like out of Wisconsin, the brake lights, mm-hmm. when we used incandescent bulbs, it used to melt the snow. When we switched the LED on the taillights, brake lights, you had to go back there, you still had to go back there constantly and sweep the snow off because they don't burn hot enough. But they're definitely a best investment.
All right, so that's a good point by Stu. Thanks for throwing your 2 cents in on that one. LEDs, that's what we're talking about. Stay with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Feel it, give it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of weed.
Thick of it, the cold weather that is and snow that slammed in the Midwest that's still lingering. But you know what it's like when you have blizzard conditions. It's tough anyway when you're driving like that. But Stu mentions a good point with trucks and transportation, and I've seen that. So the LEDs save a ton of money, and he's saying you got to clear them all off. You got to just get the snow off there because they're not going to melt it off, which is what's happened with these traffic lights. It has caused accidents in some of these cities because the bulbs aren't hot enough to melt the snow that covers them up. So what do? You don't want to get into these fender benders or worse. The new lights aren't melting the snow, and that's a problem. So they're trying to figure out, well, how do we, how do we combat this? Because we like saving this money and we like using these LED lights. You only have to replace them, you know, maybe, I guess, really, if you look at the lights, if you look at the LED lights, what they're saving, energy wise, what did I tell you? In the one city in Wisconsin, almost $800,000. That's pretty big. And you don't, they last for a long time, 7, 8 years, whatever it is. Incandescent light bulbs while they're hotter and they're melting snow and all that sort of stuff, they have to be replaced maybe every 18 months or so, occasionally a little bit less. So the dealers are going to have these obstructed lights, and that's one of those things where you're trusting the driver across the way, which that doesn't work. So these shields, I think, is what has to happen. You have to put up more of these weather shields, and I don't know what it costs to put those up. And, you know, not every snow storm means that snow is going to stick to the lights. But if you get the wind in the right way and the snow's wet, that's what's going to happen from Des Moines to Cherry Hill, New Jersey. So how much will it cost to fix it all? It would probably cut into the savings that a lot of these cities probably like. But at the same time, you can't have a bunch of these accidents as a result of that. Mike is listening to us in Iowa. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Kate. Good evening.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Well, it is about those LEDs. I heard on the news just a little bit ago, and it made me laugh when I heard it, that they were talking about the icing problem. And they said that most airports already have a heating system that keeps the lights free of debris, frozen ice and such. But I think it was in Minnesota where they were talking about experimenting with a similar system to heat the traffic control signals to keep the ice off, but they use so much energy, it makes it inefficient for them to use the LEDs because it uses more energy than if they just left it alone in the first place with the incandescent bulb. Well, I almost ran off the road when I heard that. I thought, well, that's a good way to save money, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
Our government at work, don't it? Yeah, doesn't it make you proud of our government?
No, I don't understand that. You know, I know that things can fall through the cracks, but why don't you look at all angles of it? Obviously, a light, you have to talk about it, the weather, the conditions, just like at the airport, the conditions. Can they see the lights when they're coming down on the runway? Can you see the lights? I mean, traffic lights couldn't be more important at these intersections because that's how accidents happen. People go through the lights and hit somebody else on the other side.
Yeah, and then, well, I think it's just a symptom of the whole system anymore. Everything has to be done in a grandiose manner. You can't just take an incremental step or a test.
Yep.
You have to do the whole nine yards all at once.
Absolutely. Excellent point. Thanks for the call. That's it. It's too much red tape. He's absolutely right. I'll tell you a quick story. I have a friend who's a professor at the University of Central Florida. It's in Orlando. And she was telling me it was something simple. They needed to change out a projector or something. And you could have just literally walked down the hall and gotten the projector. Boom, it's done. Here we have this big class, this lecture room that we need this projector for. But no, they had to file something and put it in the system. Then the system has to process it. In other words, it took 2 months to get the projector that they needed for the class that was right down the hall that they could have wheeled in, but they couldn't do it because that wasn't by the book and that wasn't, through the paper pushing method. So sometimes it is a question of, you know, too much government. Well, I say that all the time. Smaller government is better. Thinkers that think outside of the box is better. You know, if somebody can't say, hey, listen, let me raise my hand here. What about different conditions? And, you know, certainly the lights are out there in the elements. It's like the wind. The wind swings and the light, you don't want the light to go flying off the pole. So they have a way to anchor it so that doesn't happen. Well, somebody thought of that, right, ahead of time. So you would think that they would have thought of that, especially because you know that from lights that are at airport runways and in other places. Scott in West Virginia. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, not much. I was just thinking, you know, I mean, do you think they'd have enough sense to put heating elements in them lights to take care of that problem as far as the traffic lights go?
Yeah, or like I said, they're talking about these weather shields, but if they put the weather shields in the first place, it wouldn't cost them all this money to have to put them in now and go back. So if they had known that from the beginning, if they had thought about it, a traffic light, yeah, we got to have it.
Well, now, we've only had traffic lights around for, what, about 75 years, you know?
It's not long enough.
it's not rocket science here. It's just, you know, what irritates me real bad too is these cities, they spend millions of dollars with all these, what do you call them? The
consultants?
The lights on the side of the roads, where they, you know,
oh,
the lights on
the highway. That's right.
And you can't see. Them's the worst things in the world. You know, if you forget when you're pulling out a parking lot, you forget to turn your lights on. You get out there, you can see better without your headlights on. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with your headlights on, though, I mean, they make it harder to see at nighttime, especially right before it gets completely dark. Have you ever noticed that when you're trying to drive and you got all these lights lit up and going down through there and you can't hardly see, you could see a lot better if you just had your headlights on, in other words, and there wasn't any in the pitch dark, you know.
I agree with you. I noticed that big difference just recently when I was in Orlando versus in Dallas, and I could see better in where I was in Orlando because they didn't have all those lights in the one section where I was, so you just were looking through, you saw the headlights in front of you, it was clear, it was easy to maneuver, versus what you're talking about, the other lights, almost like, I like call it eye candy or candy corn or whatever, they're just popping all around you, I know what you mean, and then that kind of screws with your vision, so you have that to contend with. And then you have this situation at these traffic lights where people can't see if it's a green light or a red light. They start to make a turn, and then a driver comes from the opposite direction, and they plow right into you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, some of the things that they do, and the government does, and especially mm-hmm. It seems like the higher level you go from city all up to the state, the further out of hand it gets, you know, that the crazy things that they do that doesn't make a lick of sense, you know. I mean, on the county level, at least you've got a little bit of some people that are still down to earth, and then you get up in the state level, and they don't. I mean, look at your state highways, you know, the road workers. You look at the condition all our state roads are in, and as much money they make off these lotteries and everything else, the taxes, you know. There's no reason why we shouldn't be driving down streets of gold. This is the richest city in the world. I mean, seriously. Yeah.
No, I agree. You wonder, like, for the potholes and all that stuff, where is the money going to?
Right.
Absolutely. Scott, makes a lot of sense to me. You stay safe there in West Virginia.
Hey, you too.
All right, and, you know, it's interesting, too. I want to say this, and in all seriousness, there was a 34-year-old girl. This happened in April. They had a bad storm in Illinois where she was living, and Lisa Richter couldn't see. So she started a turn, just like I was describing before. She had a green light, so she was in the right of way. Somebody came from another direction, didn't realize the stoplight was blocked by snow, and slammed into her car. Sadly, she was killed. She was killed as a result of that. So it is a serious problem, and the weather shields probably just should have been there in the first place, and then they wouldn't have to contend with, geez, how do we come up with the money to go back? It's called CYA, my friends.